How times have changed. Most workers who quit their jobs are having a hard time finding a new one. I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine with the Fortune Business Update. It's a strange time for job seekers. The number of open positions is still much larger than the number of unemployed people looking for work. Yet now, with the economy having slowed way down, most of the unemployed are saying they wish they'd started their job searches sooner. So says a recent Harris poll. Most job seekers say their search has dragged on for over 6 months, and many say they've applied for more than 50 jobs. It's especially frustrating for those who quit their old jobs without having a new one, part of the so-called Great Resignation. Now it's more like the Great Remorse. About half of today's job seekers say that, as it stands, they'd take any job offer that comes along. I'm Jeff Colvin. If you're traveling this holiday season, the best deals are already gone. Here's what you can expect. I'm Jeff Colvin of Fortune Magazine with the Fortune Business Update. Airline executives say that based on bookings, they expect huge demand for flights over Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. And that means high prices. Government data shows that airfares in October were up 43% from a year earlier, back when the pandemic was still roaring and demand was low. High demand is only half the picture. The other half is low supply. Airlines are still operating fewer flights than before the pandemic. They're flying bigger planes, but total seats are still less. Right now, the lowest airfares in the last week of December are Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. Hotel rates are up also, partly because of strong demand and also because some hotels can't use all of their guest rooms because they can't hire enough staff. I'm Jeff Colvin.